Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Honestly, love the product. It gives me energy, and it's not just in your mind. It makes you feel good. I mean, it really does. I'm somewhat good about eating. Well, I eat a lot of fruit, but I'm not quite as good at the vegetables, although I do, you know, salads, and we do, you know, different vegetables, but nobody can get the variety that these have in it. And it gives me energy. It truly does. And I like that feeling. It's just an absolutely fantastic product.
I have noticed a real difference. And one difference is that my nails are growing so long, I don't have to go to the beauty shop anymore.
I love your product. Long story short, I went outside. Since I've been taking it the last 3 or 4 days, I've had more energy. You know, I mowed yesterday. I trimmed two long evergreen bushes and smaller trees, you know, in a couple hours, and I'm not tired or achy yet. It's just, I think it really helps.
Well, I'm feeling better. I mean, I wasn't really feeling bad before. I actually think I'm feeling a little better because of it.
I'm doing things more than usual than I normally do. I'm packing to move, and I've been holding up, and usually I have to stop and take rest and get tired. So I really do believe that it is helping.
My day's better. I got a little more energy than I used to, and it just seems to pull me together.
We really like the product. It has helped us. We're promoting it to our friends.
I seem to be maintaining. I don't think I'm declining. You know, I feel like I'm doing okay. I'm getting up in the morning. I don't feel fatigued.
Start your journey. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get free shipping. And don't forget to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code KATE.
Recovery, helping people find recovery.
Freedom or free stuff. You only get to choose one. Call 888-673-1450. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
The constant give and take of security planning. There is an opportunity to learn lessons from the events of January 6th. Investigations should be considered as to the funding and traveling what appears to be professional agitators. First Amendment rights should always be considered in conjunction with these investigations.
That's right, Morgan. We learned this morning that former Senate Sergeant at Arms Michael Stenger was unfortunately found dead yesterday morning in his home. We don't know many details about this, the U.S. Capitol Police, and we also don't have an actual cause of death officially yet. But we know that Stenger came under fire for the backlash after January 6th. He resigned the day after the attack on the Capitol. He, of course, was in charge of security for the Senate the day of the riot at the Capitol. And so we're not sure really what the connection is between possibly the January 6th committee.
As to the funding and traveling what appears to be professional agitators.
So, lesson learned, you're not supposed to expose the professional agitators that arrived at the January 6th
no.
event.
Oh. That kind of destroys the insurrection.
You wind up dead yesterday when you say that. Not allowed to say that. Not allowed to expose it. This is just such an obvious... an obvious one. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. How are you guys today? Hi, Uncle Melty.
Hi.
I'm sad that it's horrible to see this and see it be, maybe it's just me. It's so obvious. There's so many whistleblowers that have met their peril after whistleblowing. And the fact that he talked about the professional agitators there, and he was over the Capitol Police.
Mm-hmm.
Resigned the next day.
That wasn't
came
good
out with,
enough.
Came out with that testimony. Wow. Just makes me sick. It really does.
Well, he was old, 55.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Yeah. I wish I was 55.
Yeah, and people just die in their sleep at 55 just mm-hmm. so easily. Yeah. You know, it's just so common. Anyway, especially after testifying, just common.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I did say that, but I just... Today we have such a great show for you. Michael maybe is joining us in the first hour of the national show with a huge amount of information on the grid. He follows the grid and the grids, I should say, electrical grids, and what can happen. What are the vulnerabilities? What can we do? Most importantly, solutions. So we'll get to that. And I'm excited about that. We'll talk about red flag in the show today, too. Thomas Massie came out and was warning about this red flag because the press isn't even talking about it. Not even a mention. This is the second day in a row. Fox News, CNN, all of everybody's favorite news sources. Ugh, not one word. Nothing. Nothing. Zero. Zilch. Also, let's get into this too, Uncle Milty, because this was a very interesting argument, and I want to focus on how they argued it. The judge issued a temporary restraining order banning the Utah abortion law from taking effect, the trigger law. Why are they calling it a trigger law? I don't
get that.
What's that word?
Who's
have to
it
do
triggering?
With it? I don't know. I guess the left.
I think it has to. Their rationale is that it was set up to go into effect if Roe v. Wade was reversed, so that triggered the law going into effect.
Right.
But it still sounds stupid.
No, it's ridiculous. And
it's just the law.
It's supposed to trigger, I guess. I don't know. So the Utah judge, was it Stone? Is basically giving a 14-day ban
at this point.
Mm-hmm, at this point, temporary restraining order on the new abortion law SB 174 from taking effect. They said so many women were just lined up in the waiting room on Monday and could not get their abortions.
Yeah. Well,
oh my
that's
gosh,
awful.
Couldn't get it. And so of course the other thing is there just must be so many rapes where the women actually get pregnant, where they actually go in for an abortion, that seems to be the highlight of the conversation, as if it's happening in every corner of Utah. I love how they shift the conversation to this. You know, it's not backed by fact. It's absolutely preposterous. It's just ridiculous. And so the trigger abortion law, they said, went into effect on Friday evening following that decision. But Third District Judge Andrew Stone requested this. You know, they granted a request from Planned Parenthood to allow this hearing. And the argument on the other side was a little fascinating, because when you're trying to justify murder, it gets a little tricky. It's a little dicey. It's hard to do. How do you defend, but we still want to murder babies? What do you do to defend that? And it was interesting that Deseret News gave a lot more coverage to the Planned Parenthood side of this than the pro-life side. They only had like one comment from pro-life. And so they really concentrated on Julie Murray, and she was the attorney representing Planned Parenthood. And she argued that, I'm not joking, delayed abortions can cause harm to health. You mean being pregnant is a harm to health? I mean, because you're pregnant, now you're in harm's way, so the abortion stops the harm?
I think that comes under the heading of B and S.
I was taken aback by that statement. And you could reduce a woman's access to abortion. No, duh. That's what we're trying to do. That's the whole point. And so she said the stakes are high, asking the court to consider how people could be harmed by the law. I'm sorry, the baby isn't getting harmed. That is a blessing. How amazing is that? That the baby isn't meeting its doom and being pulled apart in the womb. It's such a selfish, it's my life, not my baby's. My life. And I don't care what happens to my baby. You can tear it apart limb to limb. It's me. I count. I matter. My life. Those are all the signs I see with this side fighting for this abortion. Mm-hmm. Is all about the woman and never a mention about the baby.
No, there's 8 billion people in the world today.
I know.
How bad can pregnancy be?
Yeah, I don't know. So then they put Tyler Green on this, who represents the state of Utah on the other side. Not very well known, but said the state didn't have much time to prepare. You've had 50 years.
Yeah,
I don't.
That's not
have you not had 50 years? And he said he understands the plaintiffs believe their case is urgent. So what is he doing? He's feeding them a case.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so urgent on the other side. I can see why they want to. And gee, we're just so unprepared. Can you believe this? That's supposed to be the side fighting for pro-life. Okay, so they talked a little bit more about this, and she said that she has, Murray, the one fighting for Planned Parenthood, has more affirmative rights in the U.S. Constitution, is clear in saying men and women should have the same rights. She said, although the people writing the Constitution may not have been thinking about abortion, you think, Murray? Julie Murray, they understand what the code means would change over time. What? Okay.
So I need to quote this statistic. In Utah in 2020, 1,809 forcible rapes were reported. Only 1-2% result in pregnancy.
But everybody's getting pregnant through rape, and this is why Planned Parenthood needs to prevail. That's their argument. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller, you're live.
It's about... Oh, hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to make a comment about this abortion situation. You know how many Democratic voters have been put to death because of these policies? I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. I mean, these are the people that are getting the abortions, aren't they? Or the liberal Democrats.
You're right.
You know what? They're cutting their own throats, and I hope they all lose.
Yeah, they don't have to go to the illegal aliens for their votes if they would just keep their babies alive. Thank you. Really appreciate the call. Appreciate you. Today is the vote day. You get to vote today. And I'm hoping... Let's hope. Let's cross our fingers that Willie Billings gets in. Let's hope Colin gets in. Let's hope Neil gets in. Let's hope Patrick gets in. And let's just hope. Okay. And then let's put their feet to the fire and make sure they continue on. And Alan Davis, make sure Alan gets in over Gill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know how the Democrats come up with these cutesy little sayings all the time?
Uh-huh.
How about this one?
Right.
Tyranny's on the ballot.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, that's so true. What is eyebrows to heaven, Pelosi? The kitchen sink. She keeps uttering the kitchen sink. Everyone's like, what is she talking about? The kitchen sink, foreign policy. And the kitchen table.
Yeah.
She's a whack.
I don't think she knows what a kitchen is.
I don't even, yeah. She just goes there for ice cream. I just wanted to mention, tonight is the Protect Utah Dixie Party over at the Red Lion, 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. And so make your way over there. They're having games and prizes and all kinds of things for election night. And 7 p.m., Red Lion tonight. That's Protect Utah's Dixie.
And they're gathering at the Dixie Center to protest mail-in voting.
Nice.
They're going to vote in person and protest mail-in voting.
I sure hope so. This mail-in voting garbage is ridiculous. And the politicians that are in seem to love it. So that's a definite problem, don't you think?
Yeah, it's because it's hard to verify.
Mm-hmm. And then we have United We Pledge. We have this awesome, awesome event, you guys. This weekend, they are having this wonderful event where you can actually go get a Declaration of Independence printed off of an old machine back in the 1800s, you can actually go and get a free copy of that by using that printing press. And there's a groundbreaking for Liberty Village in Hurricane. It's going to model the Alabama one. The Colonial America History Exhibit is what I was talking about. This is at the historic St. George Tabernacle Saturday and Monday from 9 p.m. to 6 p.m. each day, free to the public. And you can go look at these historical documents they're bringing in for us to see. I think that's so cool. So that's July 2nd through the 4th, and that is Balance of Nature doing that. Colonial America History Exhibit at the historic St. George Tabernacle. 9 to 6 each day, free. And then, of course, July 2nd, groundbreaking for the Liberty Village in Hurricane. I'll be there. And then they have a prayer for religious freedom at the historic St. George Tabernacle, 7 p.m. on Sunday night. And I think... there's some speakers that are going to be there, and one of them is Moms for America. I'm pretty sure she'll be there. So it'll be great. And then, of course, July 4th, Tribute to America, 7 p.m., Utah Tech University, Dixie State University.
Yeah.
Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Feels like another life. Yeah, I'm trying to stay strong. Sometimes I realize that the further I go, the more that I know that I want to go home. Well, I'm packing my bag. Another day and another time. What a fool I am. Can't seem to settle down. Cause the further I go, the more that I know that I wanna go home.
Hi there, welcome back. Kate Daly Show. I'm with Uncle Milty today. We have Michael Mabee coming up on the show. We'll be talking about the electric grid and what happens and the vulnerabilities and how close we are to having some of those vulnerabilities prevail. Ouch. So we'll be talking to him, and we'll be talking about red flag a little bit, all kinds of stuff coming up. So I hope you're with us today and for the long hauls. And make sure you get over to Dr. Diet. They have a new doctor. She's a sharp cookie, let me just tell you. And they are just fantastic at helping people to drop the weight quickly and to get healthy again. So get over to Dr. Diet. You'll love them. 628 Diet, 628 Diet. And I just love those guys. Also, Southwest Vision. You know what? I'm so grateful for glasses. I need to make a gratitude list today of all the things I'm grateful for. And one of them is having wonderful glasses that I depend on and rely on every day, because I have to be able to read all this stuff. And it's not, I'm reading for probably what, 5 hours a day, usually on average, at least. And so I don't know what I would do without Southwest Vision. So I love you guys. And there's just so many things on my mind today, but my gosh, we have wonderful companies out there that are doing great business here locally, right at home. And like Beehive Rental, you're one of them. And just Patriots work there. Best prices. You can get anything over a weekend or for a week or for a month or a couple of months, whatever you're doing. If you're having, if you're doing a home project, go to Beehive Rental and get your equipment there. And if you need heavy equipment, they are your answer. They're so easy to work with. Beehive Rental. I have to just read this statement, because this was Planned Parenthood's lawsuit statement. Are you ready for this?
No.
Who are these people? They're bizarre, like mentally ill bizarre. Here's the statement. This is what was in the lawsuit. Utahns have relied on safe legal access to abortion, access that has existed for at least 5 decades. Yeah, we know, because of bad law. Always the precedent. That's what they have to rely on. And then it says, who will lose the right to determine the composition of their families, you know, to annihilate a couple, you know, just ping, ping. Okay. And whether and when to become parents, then don't have sex if you don't want to become a parent. That's how it happens. Men and women get together. Maybe they didn't get the sex lesson. Anyway, their entitlement to be free from discriminatory state laws that perpetuate, get this, stereotypes about women and their proper societal role. You mean women have the ability to have babies?
Yeah, it's a stereotype.
It's a stereotype. Their proper societal role. They got to fight against that. The right to bodily autonomy. You had that when you had sex. And to be free from involuntary servitude. I'm sorry, were they made slaves? Were they slaves when they had sex, or?
Well, I think it was voluntary servitude, actually.
Yeah,
when they decided to have sex.
They're having sex.
Yeah.
Involuntary servitude, like slavery?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's called hyperbole.
And the right to make private healthcare decisions and keep those healthcare decisions free from public scrutiny. I'm sorry, were they announced in the town square? What public scrutiny?
They list them every Friday.
Oh my
in the
gosh!
Paper.
Yeah. Below the mugshots, these women got pregnant and don't want to be. I don't understand. These women had premarital sex. Who's public scrutiny? It's baffling that these people exist. To have to conjure up all of that, you have to be nuts. None of those statements have anything to do with the fact that you had sex and got pregnant. That was the result. You know, end of story. Have the baby.
What's even worse is that a state court took the case based on that hyperbole.
I know.
The judge should have looked at that and said, I'm sorry, you don't have a case here.
Right.
It's absolutely absurd.
Yeah. And then they're dredging up the everybody's been raped, so everybody has to have it for health care. And like I said before, in all my visits to a healthcare professional, I never once had to discuss murder. It's not part of healthcare. And that's the biggest joke of all of this, is they're making it health. It's not health, it's murder. Let's just call it what it is. And I'm one that I actually don't believe in even rape, because the baby is still there and the baby didn't ask for any of that. So you can annihilate a baby because it was rape. I don't even agree with that. But if you call me an extremist, that's fine. I just don't agree with murder. So I think murder should be treated like murdering somebody outside the womb too. On top of that, just asinine statement. Representative Angela Romero and I think it was Boyd Matheson are going after the let's not make it a felony, second degree felony. So they're adding to that and making it so that, you know, you can't don't have a, you know, no felony, no consequence if you just go ahead and do it in the state of Utah. So what's the law for?
Yeah, I think they should do the same thing with bank robbery.
There you go. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Crazy caller here.
Hi, crazy caller. Go
you
right
won't
ahead.
Hear it from the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
For your listeners who are still questioning why so many women seem to need abortions.
Right.
It's not for the reasons they're saying, the narrative is saying. It is because the group that is financing and has built this empire of abortion from Planned Parenthood needs the babies and the flesh for the rituals.
Yep.
And the women are getting paid cash money under the table to come in late term. Gruesome procedure. Late term, they're getting paid big bucks, and they will shut up or they will be shut up.
Yeah.
But they get paid.
Well,
that's why. Crazy caller.
Okay, thank
Bye-bye.
You for that. Well, new video said that Planned Parenthood wanted the baby's heads fresh and not frozen for what they were going to do with all the parts. Yep. It's a tough one for me because I'm so anti-abortion. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, Kay, you know, it's amazing how dumb all the women are out there, because there is a deal that you can have the doctor slip under your skin and it will keep you from getting pregnant for up to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are birth control pills. So all these women that get pregnant and whine about it don't have a brain, as far as I'm concerned, because there are too many things out there for these dummies to take to keep from getting pregnant.
And now, as of last year, we have the shot. That causes miscarriage.
Yes.
So, my gosh, they've got everything for
them. I don't understand. Why are we complaining about having babies and then they have to abort them? What they do, and I don't know how many people realize this, the stem cell research that they're doing is the fetus of a child that's not born. The fetus is taken and it is used in all these tests. If people would check a little further and realize what is going on, but the mentality of these young girls, my granddaughters, I told my daughter-in-law, I said, now, when they get 16 to 17, I want them on birth control pills because you are going to understand one thing. It's something now that the kids do not have, even though you taught them different in home. They're not going to understand that they can get pregnant. And she did.
Mm-hmm.
And her sister had two daughters, and mm-hmm. she did not put them on anything, and they both got pregnant.
Mm.
So it's the mentality of the parent mm-hmm. and mentality of the women out there that mm-hmm. I'm dumbfounded. I really am. I'm 86 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm dumbfounded how dumb the young people are and the mothers of these young people.
Yeah, thank you for the call. Exactly. I really appreciate it. Well, they've been taught to rely on abortion. You can have this
fix.
Right. And so, it's a free-for-all. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Okay, just like I said yesterday, it's time to amend the state constitution to ban abortion in the state constitution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then that takes it out of the courts
right.
and all that. And then they can't kick it back into the federal because the federals are already ruled that it's not in.
Yeah,
and
it's the states.
The constitution of the country. We can have it in the constitution of the state.
Right.
Make it an amendment and make it put to the voters and we vote on it and it's done.
Right. Thank you for that. Well, not a bad idea.
No, I agree. I think that's the answer.
Yeah. It's just, you know, my own daughter was, because everybody knows, I mean, I had a baby before I got married and had the rest of my family. And my daughter's just so, she's just neat. My daughter, I just love her. She's amazing. She's got two little kids. And you know, she was answering a question from somebody. She had put up something pro-life and she got a real snarky response from somebody she knew. And the person had said, well, you know, if I was raped, I should I be forced to keep the baby? And just how pro-life are you? Are you going to adopt now? You better prove how pro-life you are. And my daughter, you know, just really politely and just wonderfully sent back a message that basically said, I am the product of somebody who could have done that, me, right? I could have done that and avoided, you know, some of the things I had to incur because of the fact I was in my mid-20s and because I was going through all that. And she wrote back the neatest message that just said, I'm so glad my mom chose life, and I'm so glad my mom chose me over the situation at hand, because the situation at hand could have very easily been swept under and no one would have ever have known I was even pregnant and, you know, yada, yada, yada. And it was just really sweet because she said, I wouldn't have my life. I wouldn't be here. And I'm here. And please choose life always. And I was just so touched by her message back to this person. And she sent it to me and she just said, thanks, Mom, you know. And I'll tell you what, it was never even a decision for me. It was never even a thought because I would never, ever even have that thought. And I'm so grateful for my life. And if these women would just give their life a chance to unfold and see what God has in store for them, that would be my prayer, that they would see that maybe God has something else in mind for them than what they can see for themselves. My life has been so considerably blessed. And I can't imagine not having taken the roads I did as far as after that happened to me and after I caused that to happen to me. So, and you take responsibility and you move on. I didn't have any money. I didn't have any support. I was alone, very alone, but I did it. And so we need to teach these young women that maybe there's a whole nother plan that they can't imagine that is good for them and good for their life. That'll teach them things they've never thought possible. Sometimes when we envision a life for ourselves, we envision something so radically different. And sometimes maybe it might not be full of the things we need.
Overcoming adversity changes mm-hmm. people for the better.
Yeah.
There's no question about that.
I know. And so why would you want to take that away from yourself? Because you decided that this is how your life's going to go and this has gotten in the way. I would never want to commit murder because it got in the way of what I envision my life to be. I can't imagine that. But I know there's women out there that think that way. And I'm so sad for them. I really am. Because of what they'll have to incur the rest of their life.
And they do.
And they do. And it's harmful. And you can tell. And they become bitter about it. Bitter about it. I'm so glad I'll never have to see that road. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. I'm with Uncle Milty today. We have Michael Mabee coming up. Stay with us.
Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
You fathers and you mothers, be good to one another. Please try to raise your children right. let the darkness take them. Don't make them feel forsaken. Just lead them safely to the light. When this old world is blown asunder and all the stars fall from the sky, remember someone really loves you. We'll live forever, you and I. I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna catch tomorrow night. I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna catch tomorrow night.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. I'm here with Uncle Milty, of course. And tonight, Protect Utah Dixie Party, Red Lion, 7 o'clock party. This party will have prizes and food and all kinds of things. And so go join them. And Protect Utah Dixie is what that's all about. And I love it. And it's for election night. And please go vote. You can vote up until what time? I don't remember what time the polls close. This evening.
7 o'clock, I think.
Yeah. And so please get over there. And Neil, Colin, Willie, Alan, Patrick. I hope all of you guys get there. I hope all of you guys are going to make it on the ballot. And we just have, and then put their feet to the fire, and let's just hope that we can, again, learn lessons, because we got here for a reason, and we need to get these dinosaurs out of office, and we need to make sure that we are getting back to the Constitution. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Howdy, howdy.
Hi.
Two things. One, even if you pass an amendment, such in California, Washington, Oregon, the courts can overturn it, as they have. I also sent you an article that I heard on MVCR this morning from the Washington Post, that paper. In 1972, they had an article that 39 women were killed in illegal abortions, and 24 women were killed in legal abortion, not the 5,000 that Planned Parenthood said. And that's from the Washington Post, you know, their own rag over there.
Interesting. Thanks. Wow. Yeah, a lot of lying and deception. It doesn't surprise me, actually. It doesn't surprise me at all. And I hope these women can figure out what this life is all about. Truly. So a couple of things on my mind. Number one, mortgages went up to 5.23. So they jumped again by 0.75%, by 0.75. And so it's up over 5.23. You could get a...
That's a stiff mortgage.
That's a stiff mortgage, yeah. And also, you know, the gene editing of the cows for heat, I think something pretty nefarious went on to have all of those deaths of cows in Kansas. I get heat bursts, and I get how maybe you'd have a fraction of that, but 10,000 and some whole farms wiped out. I'm not quite sure. Very interesting. But we do have gene-edited cows, courtesy of the FDA, starting in March. And they made them, they went in and CRISPR'd them for short hair so they could withstand more heat. And you don't know if you're getting the CRISPR-edited version of the cow or not. There's no labeling. Weird.
It seems to me that horses and cows are very similar physiologically. So how do all these horses out in the desert wild survive?
You're not allowed to ask that question.
Oh.
We need CRISPR-edited cattle. And then, of course, the FDA comes out and says it was totally safe. How do they know? What kind of studies are they going to do after all that gets embedded in our own DNA? Yeah. I mean, what? How do you know? It always shocks me. It's like the shots, you know. It's amazing that they can come out and say these things are safe. They're so corrupt, the FDA.
Well, we'll know for a fact after a couple of years when people start having short hair, because you are what you eat.
Oh, my gosh. It's so gross. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
All right, Kate, so I'm getting back on this again because, see, I want to get a legal scholar, I guess. We need to find out amending the state constitution, there's no way to kick it back.
Right.
It's our constitution of the state. We right. can write it however we want.
Right.
If we amend it and it's not in the national constitution of the country, then it can't go to a court and then say, oh, well, that's unconstitutional, because it's already been ruled that it's mm-hmm. not in the constitution.
So where's all,
so there's
all
no
of
way
our...
to have an,
where's all of our guys on the right trying to push that through? Where are they? We have a Republican state, right? Where is everybody? They all ran on pro-life.
Right, and that's the whole thing, is everybody thinks they won. We haven't won until it's in the Constitution of the state.
That is a good point. It's a good point.
You know, you really don't win a battle until the enemy stops fighting, and they're still fighting.
Yeah.
So let's right. win the battle.
Yeah. And this state, a very, very, very red state, it's supposed to be.
Yeah, right.
I want to see all of our, you know, let's put it to the test now. They've all ran on pro-life. They all got in because it was pro-life. Yet, are they really willing to go to bat for it? Are they really willing to do something? They haven't for 49 years, and they could have. But now that it's exposed that the state's always had the power, let's see them come out and do something. I have a feeling that many will shy away from this.
It's something that I voted on amendments to the Constitution in vote that I've done in the state of Utah.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it's done.
Yeah.
And if we do it that way, it's locked in.
Yeah.
The people have spoken. It's not done by the legislature.
Mm-hmm.
It's not done by a court. It's not written as a law. It was made as a rule by the state. I mean, by the people.
Yeah. You're right. Thank you. Really appreciate it. Let's push them. Let's push them.
Yeah.
I mean, our state is so close, razor thin, to going to red flag. We're not doing a whole lot in this red state to be very red. So, you know, if when it comes to abortion, if they all used it to get elected, and that was easy because they said their hands were tied.
Yeah.
Right? They weren't, but they said that. So let's put it down. Let's go. Do what you know is right. The trigger law isn't enough. Let's do it. My gosh, it's so bizarre. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Get that radio off. First of all, in response to that last caller, it is in our state constitution. It is in the federal constitution. The 14th Amendment of the federal constitution says no state can deprive anybody of life without due process. Every fetus embryo is entitled to a trial by jury, and the 12 jurors have to unanimously find the child guilty to execute them for a capital offense.
Right, but do you think we should go as far as, it's kind of like Chris Ann says, it's like stupidity repellent. Should we go as far as to say the word abortion is outlawed?
Yes. You do say it if you write a resolution.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Jefferson, James Madison, Jefferson's considered the intellectual father of a country. James Madison was the father of the Constitution. They both said it when Jefferson was the vice president of the United States, and he went to Kentucky because Kentucky legislator asked him, help us to stop this unconstitutional Alien Sedition Act.
Mm-hmm.
And so behind the scenes, he wrote a resolution, said that under the Constitution, they have no authority. This is what we need to be writing our legislators under the state constitution, because we have the same Fifth Amendment type of provision in the state constitution. You can't be deprived of life without due process. And it's on in the federal constitution twice, Fifth Amendment and the 14th Amendment I just cited.
Mm-hmm.
So you just write a resolution, say we're going to abide by the constitution. Yeah, that's null and void. Nobody can, and this is life. And then you end the resolution, said because it's life, abortion is going to be illegal. That's where you say it.
Mm-hmm.
But let me talk to the question I want to bring up here. This is really important. There's a very good chance we're going to have more abortions in reaction to this. Most Americans don't realize we lose freedom not in the action, but in the reaction. Right now we have Biden saying we're going to fund transportation for people from going from one state to the states that don't have outlaw abortion.
Mm-hmm.
There, Christy, no, you know, she's a communist. Yeah, people don't know. Look at her voting record. Kate, when mm-hmm. she was in Congress, she was more Marxist than our councilman, mm-hmm. our congressman here. She said on the Sunday that, oh, we will not go after any of the mothers, the women, only the doctors. Well, we have this pill called an abortion pill. It's been around since 2000. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know the difference between that and the pill that is a morning after. Morning after is contraception. Mm-hmm. The abortion pill, it's abortion. It kills the embryo, the fetus.
Right.
And Biden has said, I'm going to outlaw any state making it illegal for the parent or the mother to kill the baby. Mm-hmm. They have the right to do so, and they can send it across lines. Mm-hmm. And then we have all these corporations that are going to pay up to $4,000 for their employees to cross the line to get abortions. I mean, we have states that are promising to finance abortions for the pay for the people from another state to come into their state to have abortions.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere you look, this abortion is going to continue. And we got to realize this is a big distraction, and we need to talk to our individuals each individual, and tell them how horrible abortion is.
Yeah.
That's the solution, because government's going to continue to fund this, the conspiracy is going to continue to fund this, and the abortion pills are easier than going down to the clinic. Just take a pill.
Thanks for all the thoughts and comments. Really appreciate it. Yeah. Can't disagree with anything that was just said. So where's our resolution? This is where they get to prove, right? They got your vote. They've stayed in for a gazillion years. Are they willing to go to the mat? Because they're not willing to go to the mat for election fraud. They're not willing to go to the mat for red flag. Are they willing to go to the mat for abortion?
The whole reason this is happening is because people have been convinced that until the baby is born, it's not a human being.
I know.
The key to this is to make them understand that at the moment of conception, this is a complete human being.
Well, it starts to grow. And if we found that on another planet, we would declare it life.
Yep.
But we can't on our own planet. That's the sad part. Because they don't want to. You know, it's a lot of humanists at work here. Margaret Stanger. It's funny that Hillary was such a Margaret Stanger fan, because Margaret Stanger wanted to get rid of all blacks through abortion.
Yep.
It's one of her main goals. And genocide. Miserable human being. She was racist, and she was a humanist. A humanist meaning that she really hates humans and wanted the availability for genocide. And all of these leftists are always parading her name around as if it's heroic, as if she's woman feminism. You know, it's astounding. So we have to know where all this came from. And that came from a couple of people in Harvard. It came from a couple of people that were just hell bent on hating the human race, that furthered the goals of Planned Parenthood, that made Planned Parenthood a thing. And said that they were going to play God. They wanted to play God. So they would decide that life was no value. And that you could determine whether or not that little life had value or not. So you get to play God. Doctor gets to play God. These people at Planned Parenthood are horrific. They're horrific. Because they're going along with us. They are going to the mat. Do you know that Julie Murray for Planned Parenthood actually said the walls shook because they were so happy when they got this stay for abortions? No, the walls shook because of what you're doing to the human race, Miss Murray. That part to me, and I sense that it's going to get worse in the state of Utah. This battle is going to keep going, and unless we push our right. So who's pushing? Are we sending letters? Are we putting their feet to the fire? Because we never do that. Go vote today. Send a good message that funding from the party trickling down and from pharma and the party are not going to win your vote. Make sure your vote is your vote. So remember Phil Lyman yesterday saying, hey, make sure that who you're voting for is who you're voting for and that the computer doesn't screw it up. I sense there's a lot more of that going on than we think. And so follow that vote through with scrutiny. But please go vote, and let's send a message that you can't be propped up by big dollars from all these big places that really encourage all of the things we detest and that do not promote liberty, please. And I really hope you guys do that. Red Lion tonight, that'll be a great event, 7 p.m. And celebrating election and, of course, the promotion of Dixie. I love Dixie. We'll always call it Dixie. And we'll be right back with Michael Mabee, so don't go anywhere. Kay Daly Show, kdalyradio.com. Guys, right now you can get sheets, the most incredible sheets you've ever had in your life, like your grandma's sheets on her bed, like the amazing quality sheets, crisp and clean, and I mean, just amazing quality. They stay like that after every wash. You can pick up these sheets at MyPillow.com right now for 60% off. This is such a huge deal. Please go to MyPillow.com and take advantage of it, but you got to put in the code word Kate, K-A-T-E. Go get the pillows. The slippers are 50% off. The most amazing products, plus you're helping Truth and Radio. I mean, is there anything better? Seriously, it's Truth and Radio. You're actually helping the truth get out while getting wonderful products. Go to MyPillow.com and put in code Kate, K-A-T-E, to get the deals that you're just absolutely going to love. And help Mike Lindell bring out the truth about election fraud, help this show, and really, truly thank you from the bottom of my heart.